Morning, everybody. My name is Joe Khoza. I'm the chairperson of MG Global. I'm going to be introducing the team, and our CEO, Mr. Masikone, on my right, will do the presentation. And on my left, Mr. Sepo Shabangu, environmental scientist. We at MG Global have been working on a project that is going to be converting biomass, all manner of waste, to gas. And then phase two of our project is going to be changing or turning the gas to electricity. So yeah. I said I'm Joe Khoza. Our CEO, Masikone, will do the presentation on our behalf. And on my left again, I've got Mr. Sepo Shabangu, who is the environmental scientist that has been working with us for 3 years. So thank you. Over to you.
Good morning, Chair, and all members of public and the other committee members. As Mr. Chokoza has introduced the project, we've been working with Etsy Corporation in the UK. And Etsy has on this initiative to develop this project. Let us please call the RFP in terms of Etsy, based on the biomass or the natural gas that the government or the DOE wants to procure. Our opportunity one on the current RFP. But because we've noticed that there's been a change on the radar, we wanted to make our submission to the committee to consider as the project is in almost implementation. Lastly, I'll go through the project with everyone and then we'll make a proper progress. The project is based in South Africa, in Gauteng, and the project has capacity.
Doesn't switch off.
It was also in.
Yesterday the NGOs were very good, we didn't have this problem. Okay, please continue.
Right. Thank you, Chair. As we were saying, the project is at a stage where we need to implement probably next year around June, and it's in Heidelberg in South Africa, in Johannesburg South. The project has the capacity to produce 9,000 jobs at full production. That's after 5 to 7 years from starting from next year. So, and it will also create the biomethane gas around between the 1 gigajoules of gas that can be converted to either power using the syngas as a byproduct. But we'll take you through the project as it goes. The main objective of the project, as you can see in the slide, is that it's a social impact project, 100% renewable, and will save 14% of water, the sludge water or sewage water in the municipality, and the creation of more than 9,000 jobs in full implementation, and the creating of electricity, and to get rid of the waste dumps in this
especially in Johannesburg as a whole, but starting in Heidelberg, and all kind of waste that can be used. And we're planning to have a manufacturing hub that's going to fit into the project. So the project is going to be in stages where it would fit in as we grow, because it's a investment project. And there's going to be biomethane gas, lots of them, and steam gas is a byproduct to produce electricity. And the methane gas we can feed into the industry of trains and buses, even cars, and the capture of carbon dioxide, which will be used into the project. It won't be rented out as a waste product. And there's also hydroponic farming as part of the project. So with this project, and members of the committee and public, it's great jobs, and as it goes and grows, it will create more jobs because it's labor intensive. Roughly, right now as it sits, by reading the IRP with our investors in the UK, is that it's going to be affected, because we've noticed on the draft IRP, they shifted the gas from 2021 to 2026. And with regards to our planning, we thought by 2021, which is the current, talks about the procurement of gas, about 1,600 megawatts, our plant will have the capacity of producing 1 gig in full implementation. So we are saying as ESC and MG Global, we would like to recommend that the government looks into this, because there's a project that can have so much jobs and create so much jobs in the years as it goes, because it's a modular-based project and it grows. We're looking at investment here, as you can see in the slide. The first part of the project is $850 million, over $800 million, and it goes, if we get the DOE to give us an order of 1 megawatt, we could have another investment of $1.1 billion in our GDP. That's foreign direct investment. And on the third phase, because Heidelberg, as we know, has got about more than 1 billion tons of coal, that could be used using the underground coal gasification. So in total, in around 15 years, we're looking at an investment of more than $5.5 billion that could be directly injected into the economy of Gauteng and creating jobs, more than 6,000-9,000 jobs, which are labor-intensive, direct and indirect jobs. So we think, or we'd like to suggest that government listen to this, or DOE listen to not changing the or moving the date to procure natural gas or gas into the system, so that we could be able to produce power for more than a gig of power into the grid. As it states, another point we'd like to do on point, the IRP in page 24 and 25, it talks about embedded generation, which is maximum 200 megawatts. Our plant on itself, full production, will be using more than 350 megawatts for our self-generation, and we think maybe we should be allowed to have an excess of more than that, maybe more than a gig for our own use, because as the project goes, it increases the embedded generation into the plant. And with excess syngas that it will produce, we can have more than 1 gig. And at full capacity, our potential after 8 years is going to be between 2 and 4 gigawatts of power that the plant will be able to produce. So we think currently we'd like the IRP to be not changed or be kept at 2021, so that we could be able to, government can procure from the project. Another point we'd like to raise is regarding the use of coal. We know that, as other presentations have stated, that the coal is important to the use, but it looks like it's been prioritized. According to the World Resources Watch, it states that there are one plant that can produce 500 megawatts of power, as uses water of more than 4.7 trillion, and it's equal to 4 million people that could have water in their homes. So we're saying, yes, it's important if government, we're not saying it mustn't procure from coal, but it mustn't be a priority. There's other forms, like the project we are talking about, can produce 1 megawatt to 4 megawatt, gigawatt of power as a base load that that Eskom can procure from the project. So Heisman right now, as we know, is losing a lot of jobs, and we want to empower this small town, which can change into a metro in the next 10 years if the project can go on with the current RMP on gas. So we would like government to look into this, because as we've stated, that Heidelberg is losing jobs, American Tobacco is shedding jobs as we speak. So it's important that government looks into this and encourage the master plan for gas, so that the DOE can procure from the project. Our recommendation is that there should be no limit in imposing renewable energy generation, so that we can have foreign direct investments that could have more jobs in manufacturing hubs. Because the project, 80% of the project, all sources of feeds into the project would be manufactured here in South Africa, which means entrepreneurs and skills development will be encouraged. Plus the environment, since it's an environmentally friendly project, that will clean up our sewage farms. As we speak right now, Emfuleni has got a problem with the waste sewages that are overthrown in the valley area. And part of that goes into the stream that we'll be using as a sewage plant, into the plant. So we'd like government to look at this, because we'd like to clean up. Actually, sludge, sewage water is our main core into the project as a feed-in, as a product that feeds in, to produce biomethane gas, and that biomethane can be used to produce fuel or other, like the industry of cars and buses, even in trains. We'll talk at the end regarding Transnet, because as we speak, Transnet is in the process of converting their diesel locomotives. I'm a former employee of Transnet. I used to work as a train technician. So I know this. When I left in 2015, they were working on this initiative and want to convert diesel locos to gas. And we've approached them and told them that we could assist them in doing this, because part of the technology is that we could sell the gas to them and they can procure and convert these and assist them with the conversions of these locomotives. So we could build an industry, because the project is a modular base, it will increase as time goes. So we would like government to look at this and not change the current RP on gas procurement for power. Our hydro project, as we mentioned, is that there's going to be lots of waste, hazardous waste, that will feed in. I just made an example with one of the plasma gasifiers, because that's the main technology, and digesters, is that you will have, as we talk about job creation, you'll have more than 300 tons in one digester. That means, if I put it into layman's language, I have 300 buckies that could fit in just one digester. We're talking about 10 digesters, as I will show into the project. And in 10 years, we'll have 3,000 buckies that could fit into one project. That's job creation at its best. So we think government needs to look at this, so that we can be able to empower that little town of Heidelberg, and it could have a big impact on the GDP of Gauteng. We spoke about the Mozambique gas. We know government was talking about on the RP that we procure from the Moss gas project. As it stands, that project is not feasible at this point because of the cost it would embed on Eskom of the infrastructure from
the movement of the gas from Mozambique is not that. And here's an opportunity for a project that will create a lot of gas that can be fed into the system and produce so much gas locally in South Africa. And as for that, it will occur a lot of costs, which would be imposed on us as consumers of electricity. So we'd like our government to look into that, because the Mozambique gas project right now. Understand the project is for an impact for the first one of the projects. Energy Corporation and Energy Consortium
owns 51% or more than 54% of the project, both projects phase one and phase two, for the biogas and gas to power. this is also going to, with the there's going to be local entrepreneurs who lead 4% of the project for the community to benefit into this project, because it's a green, full 100% green project, and like that, we'll look at this. This is the site in Heidelberg we are talking about, as you can see in the presentation. It's just next to Rotunda, a small township there, and it's about a kilometer down from Current Beef. As we speak Current Beef, we know that it's got a problem with a lot of manure that is sitting there. Most of them don't know what to do with it. We want to help them because it's polluting the soil in that area, and the smell is massive. As we speak, the municipality has got a problem with that, and here's a solution that could help even Current Beef to benefit, as it will use or will help them get rid of that manure that is in the system. So, in terms of jobs, we see that it's in this township. A lot of people will benefit because that area is going to be in the industry, as we speak. But on the opposite side, we found that it's a land that could be used for economic industrial hubs or zones. That would also create jobs, because as you mentioned in the beginning, that the entrepreneurs will be appointed to work with us on the project. So, this to be done, and I think that we can consider this. This is just a concept of how this digests the children about the community side. Or, there's only 10 of them, as you can see on the ground, is that digesters, and then on the opposite side is the platform that's fired on the project. On the other side is your power stations that, as we mentioned, will be phased. In the first 2 years of the project, we have 2 gas fired. And then it goes by phases. So which means it's a labor intensive project that will empower a lot of local entrepreneurs and plus the community of Heidelberg. Roughly this is 2 technical elements of the engineers and about just this how it looks from the top, the gasifier, from the sewage waste, actually the sewage waste is missing to the site that we're gonna use. And it's AirPass, which is this very water treatment. We started a dream with them to make it so that we could clean the water and save the municipality more than them from flooding in Venezuela. So we want this project to have a chair in the province of energy. And as I mentioned, this is a theoretic of how we open our own goal to be eaten. But roughly, the plasma is fired to 2 units at the green. We take the water, sewage water, we dry it, we take out the clean water and clean it up, goes to your hydroponic, and light it, goes to your hydroponics, which is another form of a social impact. Because hydroponics is another thing that's on its own that is going to feed it into the project. And on top of that, we've got steam here, they will be converted into using steamers that we use to be able to achieve this 1 gig. We're up to about 4 gig as food production after 8 years of the project. So, Chair and the members of the committee would like the project to act as it's linked to how we're looking into the gas procurement. So, that it doesn't change from 2021 to 2026. But the project should start again around mid-year next year. The first 2 digesters will be finished in 2021 roughly. So, already we have a customer from January to to prepare for us. We know it will not be in one stage, but in the form of the stages we can start to procure the power from us. We cannot determine how much we can do that, but we wish a 500 megawatts of power in order. A 500 megawatts will allow us to be able to give back to the government, because the first step of the project is $1.1 billion, so we would like us to be able to do it. As I mentioned, salvage plasma is fires. This is a test we did in Heidelberg. We went to the sewage and sewage water and sent to Canada for, as you can see on the right corner there, this is one of the plants where we cleaned the water samples that were taken to Canada using the same technology, plasma is fires, and it was one bag to show the municipality. Able to do this and clean the water
first, second, 1 year, from in Iran. So, plus create jobs, as we mentioned, the food production of that 5 to 7 years of the project, we will be able to have more than 7,000 jobs. These are the units or the equipment that we use. Any better with this equipment will be done locally. We signed an agreement with the company, NRG, that is the former investor house, that has given us the right not to procure these inspired digesters in the US, but we'll do them locally, which means that the most well-being jobs and entrepreneurs that will do a point to work with us in the future. Hence, we are saying jobs certainly have to be created in the projects. Here we're having a biosys project, as I said, right now. The gasifier that you can see here in the members of the committee, all these gasified steamers, energy models, designs, all of this will be localized. Nothing is going to be done by the system. It's only the first part where our partners in the US will come there and transfer this. After that, we'll do this locally and put the country into the project. And as I mentioned, the DCI is working with us in making sure that this project happens. They want this investment to come. With regards to job creation, as you can see, based on the long-term report, biomass is not the highest job creation. When you compare, if you spend $1 billion on the project, and create direct indirect jobs, which equals to 7.4. Now, if you do the funds, that's how we get to the 69,000 jobs and the potential of producing 4 kilowatts, which would power almost 80% of our team, just in one project. The good thing about project chairs is that if we could be able to do it, we could scale it down to other provinces. And the speed, how they were the problem with the landfill, we don't want to use 75% of land that we use. And we want to assist them with this. So, people who are in the town, all the big metros, the problem is the waste. We want to, if you can do the same project, you can get it down to other projects. And on top of it, it's job creation. And you can see, and it's not just biomass, all the others, like your solar, your smart grid, your fries, because the gas that's going to be produced by the day is going to be sent, some of it's going to be exported, some of it's going to be used in the field. Let's say the five people's trafficking. So it's not just on the biomass side where we create jobs, but all the other skills. We put the solar. Part of the project is going to use solar, 30 megawatts of the project is going to use solar. That's another job creation. We put many factors into our calculation. So we'd like the committee to consider this with making decisions when it comes to the biomass containment. For the gas. As I mentioned in the beginning, the power technology, just one unit, we're going to build between 10 and 12 units. We have 30 tons of waste, which is because we have parties daily that we have. So if you times it by 10 or 12, you have more than 3,000 tons of waste that's going to be used on a daily basis and producing 150,000. So this is a labor intensive project and we would like it to happen. And just roughly these are the energy models that will be used as to convert the syngas into power, 500 megawatts of power that we already gave, as the first installment of the project. As you can see on the right, it says there's no gearboxes. So these steamers do not need to use gearboxes, which have inefficiency, which will drop the efficiency of the fuel. But these ones do not have that. So we are looking at more than 25% of efficiency into power generation. We spoke about Mozambique gas. As it stands with this report, which is based on the common sense, it shows that at the moment, the most Mozambique gas cost, we're looking at more than $10 per 20,000 cubic meter. And our price, as we speak, if you
compare with NASA's prices, which is $7.69, our prices would be at $550 per gigajoules. So, and as we mentioned, the Mozambique gas is not going to be produced within the next 10 to 15 years. So here the project chair and members of the committee that could produce so much gas locally and create jobs at the same time, and it's friendly to the environment because it will clean up all the sewage problems we have in the Gauteng region on its own. So we'd like that to happen. And as I mentioned at the end, there is the social programs, which is hydroponic farming. We have 20 million that we set aside to start this project, which will employ 50 people full-time, and about 200 pickers of people that could be employed into the project. And at the end, Chair, as I mentioned about Transnet, convincing their diesel locals, we've approached them and told them we want to work with them, and there is real interest in this because we know Transnet has got a problem financially as we speak. This is the cost we've done, we've showed them. If they could allow us to do the project, in 10 years, we'll save Transnet 51.8 billion rand. If we could sell them the gas, or they could buy the gas from the project, and we could wheel some of the power into the grid, Transnet is looking at saving this amount of money. So we spoke about the draft reports. At the moment, it talks about the limit of wheeling into the grid, page 74 and page 75, and would like that to go up to at least a gig, which would allow us to be able to do so much. And at the end, at closing, Chair, would like to emphasize this point, that this is a job creation project, labor intensive, and if the committee can consider what we want to do in one province, we create so much jobs, we can scale it up, and would like to be able to do it. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks a lot. Let's have a